Hey everybody, I heard something the other day that I thought was particularly insightful that I wanted to share. I know just recently I spoke about thinking on this podcast, but I didn't really dig into how I think it happens and the way in which people have studied this process of thinking and what they've come to understand. There's a story called Plato's Aviary, in which basically what is said is, thinking is like birds in an aviary. You just have to get them to come when you call. And all those birds are all of the pieces of knowledge and understanding and experiences that we have. They all fly about and they're all there in this aviary. But if when you call them, they don't come, or when you want them to come, but they don't come, it's impossible to use them. And I think a lot of people think that we have this ability to think, in which no matter what is in our minds, we are able to call it to attention because that is the process of thinking. But what really happens with thinking is you collect this knowledge, you collect these experiences, and they're built on top of each other through your life as you go. And many things that you do and many other factors affect how effective you are in being able to recall them, being able to bring them to attention, to being able to get the birds to come when you call. It's the process of thinking is one in which you orient your attention toward a certain aim and you put yourself in a certain direction and you allow your mind to surface a number of possibilities. It's not everything that you have in there. It's a very, very small select set of what's in there that comes to mind. And that's the thing. You don't think. They come to mind. They appear to you. Thinking is not this disciplined selection of what is in your mind. It is what comes to you. It is a process of sitting down and orienting yourself in a direction and seeing what birds come. We don't choose deliberately. For example, when I ask you what your favorite movie is, a number will come to mind. But if I asked you 10 days from now, at a totally different time of day, in different circumstances, the list of what comes to mind will be different. It will not be the same. We are selecting from what appears. And for some reason, we have this inherent belief societally that when it comes to thinking, it's so much more organized and deliberate than it actually is. Thinking of the highest order, sure, seems seamless. It feels like this connection of things. But thinking of the highest order really only comes when you train yourself to think in those ways. And even when you think in the highest order, you are only receiving a certain selection of what is in your mind that comes to the surface. You're not receiving everything. You're receiving very little, in fact. We orient ourselves in a certain direction. We pick a topic. We pick a subject that we're trying to find an answer to, find a solution. And through that, we get ideas. We get things that manifest themselves in our minds. That is thinking. Thinking is not this beautifully articulate process in which we carefully go into all the file bins and pull out exactly everything that is relevant. No, it's something that we have much less of a hand in than it feels like. And in fact, the ways that we have a hand are much more indirect than we often think. Being able to think clearly often involves regulating our body's biology and physiology rather than deliberately focusing on the cognitive aspects of ourselves. Because after all, how does the brain work? The brain works well when it is very oxygenated, when it is well rested, when you are able to feed all the nutrients and materials that it needs to function. When blood can move quickly and efficiently to the places where it needs to. When hormones can be released properly and on the right times. All of these things are so indirect, but they are what affect the quality of our thinking. That experience of what comes to mind. That experience of how effectively can I get the birds to come when I call. When I orient myself towards something, how effectively can I get the solution? How effectively can I get the answers that I'm looking for? These are some of the most fascinating things of life and the human experience. The way that our brains work, the way that thinking works, the way that consciousness works, what arises to consciousness, and the almost near infinity, apart from what does come to consciousness, that remains below, not appearing to us at that given moment. There's so much in there that at any given time is simply below the surface. Unattainable for your conscious mind. And I really wish more of us had a deeper understanding of that, just the way that thinking works, and a deeper acknowledgement of the fact that thinking is not this deliberate process. It is the selection of a direction or an orientation or a broad view. And seeing what appears, seeing what comes to us, seeing which birds come when we call. Anyways, I just wanted to share that. I think it's really useful to think about our thinking, to know how it works, and to understand just the way in which it takes place. And with that, I will thank you for listening. As always, much love. In the meantime, take care. Cheers.